the party aboard the disabled yacht, Pallona, is shocked and saddened by the sudden death of Andre, their host. The ship's doctor has pronounced the cause heart failure. But later, in conversation with Chandler alone, he says he is convinced that Andre was poisoned, and he is prepared to accuse Najee of murder. The present act opens in Dorothy's cabin the following evening.
Chandu, the magician.
That doctor makes me simply furious, Uncle Frank.
Don't say that, dear.
Well, he does, Mother.
Yeah, he certainly does me, too. I'd like to give him a good poke in the eye. That's what I'd like to do.
Now, son.
Yes, Bob. He's only doing his duty. If he believes not, he was responsible for Andre's death.
But that's just what makes me so angry. He ought to know better than to think Najee'd kill him.
He doesn't know Najee, dear.
No. And you mustn't forget that Andre's death was a great shock to him personally. He's known Andre ever since he was a little boy.
That doctor ever was a boy.
Uncle Frank doesn't mean that, son. He means since Andre was a boy.
Oh, well.
Oh, poor Najee. Locked up in her cabin as if she really had done something dreadful.
She's not locked in, Betty. She offered to stay in her cabin when she learned that the doctor suspected her of Andre's death.
It's the same thing. She must feel dreadful.
Of course she does.
Well, what are we going to do, Uncle Frank? I mean, even when we're hardly drinking any water, it'll soon be gone. What then?
We'll have to get help, Bob.
Didn't you learn anything from the captain and the crew, Frank?
No. I've questioned the captain and every man in the crew except one who is ill. It's very difficult to get information from these East Indians, and one never knows whether they're telling the truth or not.
But they must be anxious to find the man who killed Andre, Frank.
Yes. That's the only really promising thing about the whole affair. I think they'd tear the man to pieces if they could find him.
Well, I hope they don't think poor Najee did it.
No, I think not. I'm sure one of them would have spoken about it if they had.
What does the captain think, Frank?
I hope you wouldn't ask me that, Doc.
Why?
Because he thinks Najee's guilty.
No.
Uncle Frank, does he really?
Yes, he does, Betty. He told me he hadn't trusted Najee since the day she came aboard.
But why?
I don't know. He said if Andre's father had been on this trip, he knew Najee would never have been invited.
I never heard of anything so mean.
Don't, dear. He must have some reason for saying such a thing. Didn't he give you any?
No. He said, though, that he'd have to include a full report of the circumstances in the log.
What does he mean by that?
Oh, don't be silly. You know what a ship's log is.
Why, I do not. What is it?
Well, the kind of a book the captain has to keep. Isn't it, Uncle Frank?
Yes. All ship captains are required by law to keep a record of everything that happens on each voyage.
Even on yachts like this?
Yes. And these records must be produced whenever the Board of Trade, or in this case, the police, demand them.
You mean he puts down every little thing that happens in a book like a diary?
It really amounts to something like that.
Of course, a thing like Andre's death will have to be reported to the police in Suva, Frank.
Yes, of course, Doc.
Oh, so poor Najee will have to go to Suva after all.
That's not the worst of it, Betty. He'll probably have to go to jail.
Oh, no. She won't, will she, Uncle Frank?
Unless we can find the real criminal before we land in Suva, she will, Betty.
But we may be out here for days, Frank, if help doesn't arrive.
I know, Doc. The thing I want to talk over with you. You know I can get help, don't you?
You mean by magic or something?
Well, call it that if you like.
I've been wondering why you didn't try that, Frank.
The reason I didn't was because, even in spite of the shortage of water, I thought it might be as well to wait a day or so in the hope of finding a clue to the guilty person. Once we're off the yacht, any evidence that may exist here will probably be destroyed.
Well, who'd destroy it?
The criminal. He must be hiding on the yacht somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. Well, how much more water is there, Uncle Frank?
Very little. If the captain knew I had any way of obtaining help, I know he'd insist on my doing it before the crew and all of us begin to suffer from thirst.
Have you been to Najee's cabin, Frank? I mean, the cabin where Andre died?
No, not yet. I'm going down there in a few moments. I asked the captain's permission to take Najee from the cabin where she is now to her old cabin to talk with her about what actually happened last night.
Oh, but I should think she couldn't bear to go in there, Uncle Frank.
Oh, she won't mind when she knows Uncle Frank might find important evidence there.
Uncle Frank, did she ever tell you why she didn't want to go to Suva?
No, Bob. Why?
Well, I was just wondering if she might know some people there she didn't want to meet or something.
Oh, don't be silly, Bob. She wouldn't have to see them if she didn't want to, would she? Besides, she was afraid. I know she was by the way she talked about it. Don't you think so, Uncle Frank?
Yes, of course she was.
When are you going below to talk to Najee, Frank?
I thought I'd go now. You don't think it's too late, Doc?
No. It's only 10:30.
Is it as late as that? I'd better go right away. I'll come back up here at once, of course, if I learn anything.
Well, I hope you'll find something that'll show that mean old captain she didn't do it.
Yeah, tell her we know she didn't do it anyway, won't you, Uncle Frank?
Yes, I'll tell her, Bob. I'm sorry to have to ask you to do this, Najee. But it may be my only chance to learn who really killed Andra.
Oh, Chandu, I do not mind to tell you what I can, but must I go into that cabin
please, dear,
again?
Please. I'll turn on the light. Come now. Help me, won't you?
What can I tell you, Chandu?
I want you to sit down just as you were when you spoke to Andra last night. Try to remember everything you said, and everything he said and did. Tell me exactly what happened.
But the things we said, they are gone. How can they help you to find...
You'll see. Where was it you were sitting?
In this chair, Chandu. And Andra, when he had seated himself, was there.
Why do you say, when he had seated himself, Najee? Do you mean he was standing during part of your talk with him?
But yes, Chandu. He grew very... excited, and walked from the table to this chair many times.
Why should he have been excited? Was it something you were discussing?
Oh, Chandu,
I'm sorry, dear. But don't you see that unless I can convince the captain someone else is responsible for Andra's death, he'll have you arrested as soon as we reach Suva?
Suva? But do you think then we must still go to Suva?
Of course, it depends on the destination of the liner that picks us up. But I think the chances are we'll land in Suva.
Oh.
Don't be afraid, Najee. Was this what you were discussing with Andra?
Yes, Chandu.
And what did he say?
Oh, you are angry with me, Chandu. But you do not understand.
I'm not angry. Only puzzled. What did he say?
He only said he thought no harm could occur to me if I landed in Suva and stayed but 2 or 3 days.
But how did you think he could help you when the yacht is disabled?
He said he could not, Chandu. And then I saw I must prepare myself to meet what destiny I am to encounter in Suva.
And what did Andra say to that?
He said nothing, Chandu. I asked him if he would have a cigarette. You know, I always keep them in the carved box under the lamp. And
a cigarette? Has anyone touched this since Andra was here last night?
I do not know, Chandu. When the doctor had said I am the one who killed Andra, the captain...
Yes, I know. Let me have a look at that cigarette box. You say these are your cigarettes, Najee?
Yes. I always bring amber cigarettes from Egypt because my friends enjoy to smoke them.
You don't smoke them yourself?
You know I do not smoke, Chandu.
But look. Look at these cigarettes. Of course, Andra didn't look at the one he smoked.
Chandu! You mean you believe the cigarette was poisoned?
Of course it was.
Oh!
Didn't Dr. Willoughby say he'd been poisoned with some subtle eastern poison that had an instantaneous effect on the heart and made it seem as if death had resulted from heart failure?
But Chandu, you... Who could desire the death of Andra? Oh! It is as he said. The ancient curse that rests upon his family has struck again.
No. Not this time, Najee. Look at this cigarette. Look at it closely. Be careful. Be careful how you handle it. Don't touch even the tip of your finger to the end. See how the bits of tobacco are stained a darker color, as if some dark liquid had been dropped into it, and then it had dried?
Oh, yes. I see it, Chandu. But if Andra was poisoned with one of the poisons of the East, it must be... It must be...
Indian, you think?
Yes, Chandu. Who else could it be?
Indian. But don't you see? He wasn't warning Andra of death. It was you.
No.
Don't you see what it means? Whoever did this thing poisoned these cigarettes for you.
Oh, no.
Of course he did. It's someone who didn't know that you never smoke. That you keep the cigarettes here only to give your friends.
Someone's taken these cigarettes out and filled them full of deadly poison and put them back. You were supposed to smoke the cigarettes, not Andra.
But Chandu, I...
That's why Vindhyan was so insistent on your death. You were never to be permitted to land at Suva. Vindhyan knows something about this. And there's someone aboard who's planned the thing ever since we left California. Come on. Let's go and tell the captain at once. Oh, this is just what I wanted. There'll be no question now.
Wait, Chandu, wait.
You must stop us a moment. Hurry. I can't wait to tell the captain.
Uncle Frank, where are you? Come here, quick.
What is it, Bob?
Well, just a minute ago, Betty and I were
up. Don't interrupt me now, Bob. Where's the captain? Have you seen the captain?
I'll say we've seen him. Come here, come up here on deck, quick.
What's the matter?
Look over there.
Oh, Uncle Frank, isn't this positively the most thrilling moment of your life? Look at that big ship over there. The captain's been signaling with a flashlight. He told us just now to go and find it because they're going to take us over there right now.
Yeah, and he says maybe they can tow the yacht all the way.
Where is it they are going, Bob?
Well, gee, where would they be going? They're going to Suva.